Life just got a little better, thanks to Merryman Earns.
The following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Always seek the advice of your qualified health care provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hello, this is Mike King with Merryman Herbs Better Life Show, and we're going to do something a little bit different today. I have with us Bill Nichols, and he is a licensed massage therapist, and I'm going to interview him. He's going to mainly talk about pain relief. I think massage therapy is a little bit different than what you would normally think about. Phil, how long have you been a massage therapist?
I've been practicing massage for 25 years.
Wow, so a quarter of a century. And I think I've been going to you for most of that time. Now, my old connotation of a massage, and you're way beyond that. You're a licensed massage therapist, but I think some people think it's the little Asian lady walking on your back, or the big, maybe a Russian lady with a white outfit on, pounding, doing chop, chop, chop on your back or something. You go way, way, way beyond that. You're a licensed massage therapist, obviously, and I know you've gotten a lot of training. You get yearly training to keep your license up. You're even, I think you're an expert at the kinesio taping. You've also done hypnosis for like smoking and weight loss, breathing techniques. We're going to get into all of that, but the big core, the big thing that we've talked about and what's so very important, and we talk about the supplements like the Curamin, the oligomeric pronicinidins, the grapeseed OPCs. We've talked about all of those different things, and it's so very important that, you know, you nutritionally support your body, but sometimes you can actually physically help your body. And Phil, massage therapy goes way beyond just rubbing the body. It actually helps to stimulate nerves, reduce inflammation. And I think the big thing that you want to talk about today, and I think that would be really important, really good to talk about, is the pain relief. Can you tell me, like, where do you begin when you have a client that comes in to your office? And I know you usually have, what, a half hour, an hour, and sometimes you do sequences of sessions depending on the injury. But what is one of the first things that you assess or address when you have somebody that comes in and has pain?
Yes, first we look at the person's pain, and I will have them explain the pain. The pain can come from different things. It can come from your nervous system. It can come from your muscles. It can come from your fascia. So we look at if there's any limited range of motion. Is there any excessive range of motion? Is the pain painful to touch, or is the pain active and it is there all the time? So we got to kind of assess if there's adhesions, trigger points, or inflammation, and then kind of decide what kind of treatment we want to go with.
Okay, now real quickly, what is fascia?
Fascia entwines your entire body.
Okay.
So there's fascia that runs around your muscles. There's fascia that's in your connective tissue, and there's fascia that binds us.
Okay.
So fascia even is an extension of the nervous system. It has an electrical component to it. So if you have pain in the muscles, if you have pain in the nervous system, you also can have pain in the fascia. So it needs to be addressed. And we look at tender points. We look at trigger points. We can use this soft manipulation of the fascia to lengthen the muscles, to re-educate the nervous system,
wow,
and to decrease pain.
So you're actually re-educating the nervous system. You're getting, so when you stretch a muscle, you're kind of teaching that muscle that it can stretch back out instead of, you know, like holding real tight, that it can find. Because I know I a lot of times will get a release, and when the muscles release, it is absolutely phenomenal. Sometimes I know that even once my muscles kind of get healed and relaxed and the nerves calm down, that once those muscles get right, get back into place where they're supposed to be, that it can actually help with the bones. Now, I've heard it said, and I don't want to get any chiropractors mad at me, but I've heard it said for every chiropractor, you need at least half a dozen or maybe five massage therapists, because if you get the muscles working right, then the bones will lay in place a lot better than if the muscles are always got one side pulling against the other or something like that. So I think it's, you know, as you probably could tell me, it's very important to get the muscles to calm down. Now, when the muscles finally, I guess, get retrained? Is that what is going on? Do they actually, do the muscles actually learn to relax? What's going on there?
So we've got muscles, and you have people that come in with tension. And a person may come in with headache. And with their headaches, then we might look at their shoulders. Is one shoulder higher? Is one shoulder lower? Is one hip higher or rotated? And with this, then that gives us information of where we can go to treat. And so if you can treat the muscles by using direct pressure, by using cross-fiber friction, by passively or actively stretching, allowing the muscles to lengthen. Because when a muscle is in a shortened position, that's where you're going to find the pain. You know, that's where you're going to find the inflammation. That's where you're going to find adhesion, scar tissue. So by lengthening the muscle, by removing the adhesions, by using pressure to allow the muscle to regain its length, you restructure the tissue, you restructure the muscle, and you restructure the fascia, and you also get this neurological effect from that. You get ease, you get more motion, you get
pain relief,
a sense of relief.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's where, you know, that's the reason people come through the doors. They want this relief.
Oh,
they
yeah.
want this gain of motion. They want to actually be able to move better for their posture to improve.
I saw a gadget on TV that you put a sock on, and then you put your foot in there to help you put your sock on so you don't have to bend over. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, you know, why don't you actually go for the problem instead of trying to treat the symptom? Actually, you know, help, you know, obviously you've got a back problem or you've pulled something. Now, I know you're really good at assessing people. And I always tell my customers that, you know, to go see Phil if they have aches or pains. And I know a lot of times you'll even do people that have had injuries and so forth. I think you're kind of a specialist when it comes to whiplash and things like that. But I think you're very good at assessing. And a lot of times, you know, I think if somebody, have you had clients that maybe have a real severe injury that you feel maybe need to go even for surgery or something like that?
Oh, absolutely. You know, there are things that you have to look beyond, and there's times when you have to send the person back to their healthcare provider.
Right.
Or maybe to a chiropractor, refer them, you know, to get further looked at, because if the problem isn't with the tissue, if the problem's with the structure or with the bones,
right,
then that's someone else that needs to be looked at, and we have to send them down the road.
Sure. Sure. Well, I know a lot of times, you know, I've had different aches and pains through the years. I know I was getting really bad carpal tunnel in my left hand. I was considering maybe surgery. I was starting to get less range of motion. I was having a lot of pain. You know, you looked at me and you said, hey, let's see if we can't get this fixed. Go to the source, get the muscles back where they need to go, work out all of the, I guess you call them stitches or adhesions or even scar. And that was always amazed me too, is that the scar tissue can actually be worked out and worked through in the muscle. So you did, I think it was a 5-session over 5 weeks therapy, and you've had to come back on it a few times through the years, but you know, I don't even have a problem with that thumb anymore, and my hand locking up really feels great. I guess from my standpoint, I felt like you cooked my carpal tunnel without surgery. And I think, you know, that's always a great thing to try at first. I always feel like if you can do something naturally, use anti-inflammatories, get some really good massage therapy, try to avoid that surgery, because a lot of times when you go in for surgery, you can lose range of motion and you can have other side effects. Of course, surgery is never fun anyway, and it's expensive. So, you know, these are some things that we can look at. Now, I noticed when you did that, when you worked on my thumb, you ended up working on my back. Can you kind of tell me how that all interplayed there, Phil?
Right. Right,
yeah.
Right. You know, when people come in with pains,
yeah,
and you can have thumb pain, or you
right.
can have wrist pain,
or headaches,
or you can have headaches,
yeah,
that might not be where the source of the pain. The source of the pain may be coming from your neck. It may be coming from your elbow. So we gotta like look at what nerve route is this pain coming from.
Uh-huh.
And we have to I like to work backwards. So yeah, you could have some scar tissue built up in your thumb joint, and that can be from the muscles or the tissues in your thumb
or an injury. Right.
From an injury.
Right.
They're shortened, they're not moving, they're just flexing and holding, protecting.
Right.
So after days, weeks, months,
years, right.
You get buildup. You get this scar tissue buildup, and you get this lack of movement, this lack of range, and the pain radiates into your thumb or radiates into your wrist.
Okay.
But as we work up, we might find that you have these spots in your elbow.
Right.
You may have these spots in your shoulder, and you may have these spots in your neck. And so as we free up these spots in your neck and shoulder and elbow, then you'll notice you'll create a release in your thumb.
I did. I know you kind of, I had a problem in my elbow, and then it radiated out of the middle of my back. And I know you're real good at the, I think I have a problem with my thoracic, T6, T7, that region. And I know you're really good at working in that area. It seems like if I get stressed out and I get tension, it goes back there. My muscles tighten up, and stress will do a lot of weird things to your body. And so my muscles start tightening up in my back, and then my elbow injury gets tightened up, and that ends up tightening up my thumb, and I end up getting carpal tunnel. I know for a fact that I am a much better person by doing the getting massage therapy. Now, I used to get it like once a month when I was younger. I'd get, you know, muscle aches and strains, sprains, little things like that. Sometimes I'd go in for maybe a couple weeks, once a week session, particularly if I had an injury or something. Now I'm finding that I like to get it at least once a week, and I think if sometimes even twice a week. As I get older, my body doesn't bounce back quite as quickly. But going in once a month, you know, you would go through the regular procedure. Maybe you can explain a little bit about, you know, where you start and how you do all of that, just to kind of overall assess a person. I know sometimes, you know, you can tell by the way my neck is and, you know, working on my neck. If I have, I remember one time you were doing that and you're like, you got a problem with your knee or your hip. And I'm like, how did you know? And I think that takes years of training. But, you know, how do you kind of, when you get somebody in, what is the routine? What should somebody expect when they go for massage therapy and this pain relief? What should they expect when they go into a massage therapy? Because I think people still have a lot of misconceptions about the whole procedure.
Well, first of all, I'm going to talk to you about your pain. I'm going to try to get some history about what's going on, how long you've had the pain, when did it start, where do you feel pain, what makes it feel better, and so forth. So I get some cues and I get some clues as we talk back and forth.
Right.
And so I want to be comfortable with you. I want you to be comfortable with me. And then as you get on the table, or sometimes we'll use, you may even just sit in a chair.
You have a chair too, right?
Depending on what type of treatment we're going to get. I'm going to go over the treatment with you. And especially the first few times you come, I'm going to really communicate with you well. And we're going to look at your motion, or we're going to look at your lack of motion.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have you, maybe if there's a neck injury, move your head in a certain way as I palpate your neck.
Right.
And I'm looking for areas that are giving me signals where the pain is coming from.
Right. And you can tell, and again, a good trained, licensed massage therapist can tell a lot by the touch. I know a lot of times you can tell, and you always find my sore spots, and sometimes I don't even know that they're sore until you get in there and start releasing the triggers, releasing the scar tissue, releasing that muscle. And sometimes there's a slight bit of discomfort. I can't really say pain, but when you get in there and you're releasing those muscles, they kind of fight you, I think, and they want to stay stiff, and you work that out. I know you've talked about cross-fiber therapy. Sometimes you go, do you go with the muscle towards the heart? What's the general massage technique that you use there? Let's talk a little bit about that.
All right, yeah. So the general massage technique I use, I mean, there's...
if somebody's really hurting, found a bad spot, how do you address that? I mean, because I know a lot of times they'll talk about, you know, pushing towards the heart and so forth.
Yeah, your treatment can be your assessment. And as you're treating a person, you might find certain areas that need to be looked at. So you come in with this thumb injury, and we feel the thumb, we feel the scar tissue. But as I work up, kind of working towards your heart, working towards your neck, I may find some adhesions in your elbow.
Right.
And so then we have to like look at that and address that and think, okay, now how can we open up this elbow? Because we want to create space. Because as the body creates space, it allows the healing process to happen.
So then the fluid comes in. I know there's a lot to do with the lymphatics, too.
The lymphatic system.
And that's kind of your drain. It's not under pressure like your circulatory system with the arteries and the veins and so forth. You know, the arteries push the blood in, the veins kind of drain it out, but you also have a fluid. I kind of call it your storm sewer, you know, for the excess fluid. And the lymphatics are very important. Now, when you get the muscles in shape, then also the lymphatics will come in line. What kind of you do with that? And I think that's kind of what I was trying to ask you about, pushing towards the heart,
right,
or the direction of the way you do the massage. Of course, cross fiber would kind of do a different stimulation, but what do you do when you have somebody that, say, has some swelling?
Sure.
And I know massage therapy is really good for that, too.
So if someone comes in and we start to assess that they have some inflammation, some swelling in their thumb, some swelling in their elbow, maybe shoulder, then we have to look at that. And your lymphatic system, I look at it as a sewage system or the garbage system of your body. And that's where all this inflammation occurs.
Mm-hmm.
So your lymphatic system is deeper than your skin, but it's more superficial than your muscles.
Okay.
And so it holds the inflammation. So we have to use these soft, circular, kind of waving techniques to help get the lymphatic system moving.
Right.
And so this is important, especially to acknowledge if there's an acute injury. If there's an injury that has just occurred, chances are there's swelling.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So you can't use deep treatments. You have to use superficial treatments to treat that. And one treatment after you do this light work or light range of motion to help move the inflammation out, another effective treatment is to apply kinesio tape.
Okay, yeah, tell us a little bit about that, because I know there's different types of kinesio tape. It's kind of a continual massage. Tell us a little bit about the whole story with that, because when I first saw that, I thought, you know, this is kind of weird. You know, you're taping your body, and it didn't make sense to me.
Right. Kinesio tape is a cloth tape.
Uh-huh.
What's wonderful about kinesio tape is that kinesio tape gives you support.
Right.
But doesn't limit range of motion.
You know, that's a really good point, because I remember growing up, you know, we would put wristbands on or knee braces, and then the medical community, the smart scientists and the people that kind of know are saying, well, you don't get your range of motion, and the muscles atrophy or degrade or become weaker, that's not really going to work. And that's maybe something that we shouldn't be doing. And I guess with the kinesio tape, you still get that wrapping feeling. And I want you to explain that to me, but you don't lose the range of motion. So you have a wrapping feeling. How does all that work with that, the taping?
Right. So you apply the tape,
right,
and you usually apply the tape distal to proximal.
So that's from the extremity closer to the core.
Right. Okay. You need to anchor the tape at both sides that you're applying the tape.
Uh-huh.
And then in the middle, you apply a stretch. And so what this stretch does is it activates your skin. It gives your skin kind of a little massage.
Like
as you're
a
moving.
Secondary massage all the time.
And this activates your lymphatic system.
And your circulation and your nerves. Now, I remember, what was the year of the Olympics that really became famous?
Right, 2004. The volleyball, women's volleyball team came out.
Yeah, they had all these brightly colored, and I think some people thought it was like face paint or something like that, but it was actually, and I knew at that time because I had already been using it. I was like, oh, wow, they've got kinesio tape on. I've done that already. So,
yeah, that really put kinesio tape on the board.
Yeah.
And also another factor of the kinesio tape, the sticky side has this thumbprint on it. This
like swirls.
Swirls.
Yeah.
And as you move, that, again, is what lifts your skin. That's what activates that lymphatic system. So kinesio tape gives you support to your injured area. It activates your lymphatic system, but it does not limit range of motion. So you can go out and you can participate in your sport. You can go out and you can walk straighter.
Yes.
You can go out and you can feel better. And so, and hence, you get stronger.
Right.
So this is a wonderful
modality
treatment.
Yeah, treatment. Right.
And you can wear it for 5 to 7 days.
Yeah. Now I want to talk a little bit about that, because when I did kinesio taping, and Phil, it must have been 15 years ago when you did my thumb.
Sure.
Back then, it was still, even before it hit the Olympics, it was, and when anything comes out and it's fairly new, they haven't got all the manufacturing techniques and the best materials and the best adhesives and so forth. And I remember you used to, a long time ago, because I'm kind of a hairy guy, not to put that out for everybody, but I would have to, like, you know, shave around my arm or so forth so you could get good adhesion. And, you know, I also noticed it would only stay on for maybe 2 or 3 days. You know, again, when you take a shower, you don't want to get it completely. You don't want to scrub it or anything and try to keep the water off of it the best you can. But I've noticed with the new tape, it's so much better. The older tape, it didn't last very long. It was kind of sticky when you did pull it off the skin. If you had any hair, you know, ouch, you know, would pull that. The new tape seems to be a little bit thicker, a little bit more better with the massaging part of it. And like you said, on the underside, there's kind of swirls. But I also noticed on the other side, there's kind of like almost a spider web or a matrix sinews in there too on the outer part of it. And I feel that that's probably part of the whole massaging of the what the tape does. But the new adhesives that they're using are very good. I've kept my, in fact, this last time it was on for, I think, 5 or 6 days till my, you know, the next session. I took it off the day before I came in for the session. It stayed on. And when I pulled it off, it didn't hurt too bad. It didn't pull my hairs out. It was really nice. So the new tape is, I think, works a lot better, gives you a better after massage, does what it's supposed to do. It was very comfortable. In fact, I kind of enjoyed it because it kind of felt like, and I know you've been, we've been working on my knee, which is doing so much better. It kind of was, you know, I could rub my knee and then I could kind of feel that the tape was kind of like rubbing it all the time too and giving me that extra massage. Are you finding that a lot with your clients? Are you using more of this Kinesio tape?
I'm using more and more Kinesio tape, and I am also impressed with the improvement of the elasticity. And now, today, you don't have to shave a person's arm
right.
or leg to put it on. It goes over the hair. It sticks really well.
Yeah.
You know, the improvement is wonderful.
Yeah, a funny thought came to my mind because I remember when you were doing my knee a few years ago and then it got a lot better. And then after I got toxic shock and got so sick, I kind of my body degraded and I've had to kind of rebuild them some things. I remember I was shaving one of my legs and my wife is like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "Well, I'm going to get some Kinesio tape." She's like, "Uh-huh, okay." So anyway, that's really nice that, you know, you don't have to do that. And I know you're really good. You usually will do a little bit of an assessment to make sure you get all the pressure points and that you are working the muscles. I know a lot of times, and you also round the edges of the tape so it doesn't catch. I mean, you're really good at the application. I generally don't feel the tape most of the time. It's like it's not there, but my knee or my thumb or wherever a muscle will just feel better. And then all of a sudden you realize, hey, I'm getting a, you know, a little mini massage or an additional, it's kind of, I guess we could say it's the icing on the cake. And I think it's absolutely phenomenal. So when you go to a massage therapist, and I think, you know, Phil's my favorite, but when you go to a massage therapist, you ask them about the Kinesio taping, because I think that's an added modality, another added thing that's really new and beneficial on top of the working of the muscles and getting the lymphatics and doing the whole procedure. Now, there's some other things. I know you've helped me with breathing. And I know during the massage, a lot of times, you know, doing the deep breaths, you know, that's beneficial. Is there anything that you would like to add about, you know, breathing techniques, Phil?
Oh, yeah, it's very, very important to breathe. You know, it's a thing we do automatically, but it's a thing we need to practice.
Mm-hmm.
And so as you use your breath, you can help yourself get out of pain. You can learn to lengthen your body with your breath.
And how do you breathe? What's the best way to breathe? I always hear that, you know, to breathe with not really your rib cage, but your diaphragm.
That's true. I just kind of try to keep it simple. And I think about as I breathe, I just want to inhale. And I want to just kind of inhale through my nostrils,
mm-hmm.
down through my throat, all the way down into my pelvic region. So
right.
I'm taking just a nice cleansing breath.
Okay.
And then as I exhale, I just want to think about letting go.
Because okay.
we're holding on. When you're in
yeah.
pain, you're holding on
oh,
constantly.
Yeah. You're tight. You're
so
tight,
as you
you're
exhale,
miserable.
You let go. You expand.
Right.
You release.
Okay.
And this is a really healing property. So as you use your breath with your massage, you can get better effects.
Right.
As you use your breath through your daily life, you can get better effects.
Yes, I know there's some breathing techniques. Dr. Andrew Weil, in fact, I put that on our Facebook, which Merry Man Herbs with an S. We put a breathing technique out, and we'll probably repost it again. Now, along with the breathing, you also a lot of times will use specialty oils or like an aromatherapy oil. I know that comes in really handy. Is there anything specific that you would want to point out with the different oils? Any favorites of yours that you like lemon or peppermint or a clove or something?
Yeah, I kind of keep it simple.
Right.
I like just kind of like nice, clean smelling oils.
Right.
You know, you can use like a lemongrass and a frankincense, or, you know, aromatherapy. I know you carry those oils,
yes.
Mike.
Yes.
And also a peppermint or a wintergreen is good for your muscles.
Right.
So if you're having some deep muscle aches and you rub a little wintergreen with a carrier oil, you can get good effects for these, you know, deep pains you may be feeling.
Right. And along with all of that, too, part of it is the meditation. I know you use some very, I don't want to say like subliminal, but very relaxing music, you know, things that are very calming. A lot of times, and I know this is hilarious, people, I don't know if you'll believe me or not, but I have gone in and laid down on the massage therapy table, my back will pop in or something will pop in. My body kind of knows that I'm there. And yeah, I get into that relaxed situation and my body starts releasing even before the massage. I just get the biggest kick out of that. My body knows. And it's really interesting. But overall, massage therapy, I think the thing that we want to take away today, one of the things that we want to point out is it's not just, you know, the Russian lady pounding on your back or somebody walking on your back or something silly. It's actually pain relief. And a good massage therapist will address the muscles, the nerves. Phil, can you go into just a little bit of detail real quickly on how that, you know, what do you look, what are the things that you do real quickly to get rid of that pain?
Just kind of like as you're laying on the table, well, just as you're getting your massage treatment, that's your assessment,
right?
And so I'm looking for inflammation. I'm looking for active or latent trigger points. I'm looking for adhesions that may be in your body
and scar tissue.
And when you find those, then use appropriate techniques to break up the adhesions or to move out the inflammation. Or to remove the trigger points.
Right. And so, then the nerves calm down. The muscles relax. The bones go into place. Many times I've had that happen. You know, things will pop in, release, and then you get the pain relief.
Sure, you get that Wonderful. Space created, and then the body takes care of itself.
Phil, thank you so much for all this great information. Now, just real quickly, why don't you give us your phone number and your address? Where are you located and what's your phone number?
Okay, I'm Philip Nichols, LMT. I'm located at 201 South Nelson Boulevard. My phone number is 217-520-7445. If you have any pains that need to be treated, I look forward to getting your call.
Great, Phil. Thank you so much for all this information. And remember, you know, it's not just supplementation. There's a lot of other things, diet, exercise, and this is kind of the part of the detox exercise. You know, getting a good massage is always very, very beneficial for your body overall.
Merryman Herbs, 1405 Merryman Lane, Decatur, Illinois. Give us a call at 217-429-1555.
Life just got a little better thanks to Merryman Herbs.